Hello, this is Dr. Yevgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Brenda Glenn, G-L-E-N-N. Date of birth is 6/30/1967. Date of procedure is October 6, 2023. Physician is Yevgenia Goldberg, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Nancy Lim, L-I-M. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold forceps polypectomy and biopsies, period. Number two, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and cold forceps polypectomy, period. Indications: screening for colon cancer, neckline weight loss, neckline FOBT positive, neckline abdominal pain, neckline change in bowel habits, neckline nausea, neckline diarrhea, neckline anemia. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained, possible complications of the procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral tuberous position, sedated as per anesthesia service, monitored anesthesia care, well lubricated, limbus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced to direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. A retroflex view was obtained of the cardia air suction from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was normal. Well lubricated lymphatic video. The video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, advanced into direct visualization to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum, period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was good. Boston Bowel Prep score 9, 3-3-3, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings, period. Gastric body polyp, comma diminutive, comma status post cold forceps polypectomy, period. Next line. Random biopsies of the body and antrum of the stomach were obtained to rule out H. pylori infection, period. Next line. Random biopsies obtained from the first and third portion of the duodenum to check for celiac disease, period. Next line. Ampulla was visualized and appeared unremarkable, period. Unremarkable Z line. Next line. Diminutive polyp in the descending colon, status post cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, 8 millimeter descending colon polyp, status post, cold snare, polypectomy, neckline, internal hemorrhoids. Neckline visualized portion of the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Period. Please go back to the description of the procedure and add in that the terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated, period. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Patient has an office visit next week. Given findings on recent CT scan in the Advent Health ER period. She states she recently had a PET scan done with Florida cancer specialists in Claremont. Comma will need to obtain the results of that period. Pending findings, will likely need to refer for double balloon enteroscopy for histology of small bowel mass noted on prior imaging period. And likely surgery period. Next line. Likely surveillance colonoscopy. In 5 years. Comma pending path and pending findings from above period.